Hello, I'm Eddie French, and you might recognise me from such icy news noises as...
Daddy!
And who could forget... Well, the good news is that I now have my own podcast. It's called Pick Scraped, and it is a fortnightly sketch show made entirely by me. So if that sounds like the sort of thing you'd like, go to wherever you get your podcasts and listen to it. Thank you. Pick Scraped.
Our resident conspiracy theorist, Danny Sutcliffe, is on the ground over in Washington, D.C. Danny, over the years, you've been quite the fan of Donald Trump. What's your take on the scenes at the Capitol this week?
Hiya, Sam. First of all, I'm going to have to take umbrage at your suggestion there, my mate. Secondly, I need you to tell me what umbrage is. And thirdly, I am not, and nor have I ever been, a supporter of Donald Trump. How dare you, sir? That is a scandalous lie!
Okay, well, that's definitely not true. You've spent months talking about how he's the victim of a globalist conspiracy to steal the election out from under him.
No, I haven't.
You've also changed your mind several times about QAnon, but last time I checked, you were an avid supporter of its baseless nonsense.
No, I'm not.
You've called Democrats the deep state, Joe Biden a reptilian from Alpha Centauri.
No, I haven't. No, I didn't.
Oh, and just checking the notes, you've also claimed in the past that Trump is, and I quote, the second coming of Christ himself, hallowed be Trump's name.
Fake news! I mean, oh, no, not fake news. I respect the news and the proud history of the media, but your sources are incorrect on that particular story.
Danny, this might be a wild guess, but I'm going to spitball here and suggest that maybe your sudden change of heart has something to do with the fact that Donald Trump has now inspired serious violence.
I've no idea what you're talking about, Sam.
Really? Because this frantic backpedaling feels eerily reminiscent of a lot of Senate and Congressional Republicans at the moment.
Nope. Enough is enough, and that's all. And personally, I've never been a supporter of Donald Trump's agenda. It's time for America to heal and move forwards.
With Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, right?
Yes.
The same Joe Biden who's been part of the Democratic establishment for the best part of 50 years.
Don't do this to me, Sam.
The same Joe Biden who pushed for an investigation into the Trump campaign's involvement with Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Yes, and I'm sure he'll be a fine president.
The same Joe Biden who's in the exact same party...
Don't you say her fucking name!
...as Hillary Clinton. Did you hear me, Danny? I said Hillary Clinton.
Oh, fuck you, Sam! And fuck this Illuminati takeover of the world's greatest democracy! This is nothing short of a disgusting sham!
And there he is.
They stuffed the ballots!
No.
They blocked observers from the counting rooms.
No, they didn't.
They bust in Mexicans and rapists who burn ballots. The water pipe was a lie. Nancy Pelosi has a 50% stake in Dominion, and she reprogrammed the voting machines with a Nokia 3210. Rudy Giuliani is a credible and respectable man!
He definitely isn't.
Jim Jordan is a true patriot and definitely didn't stand by and do fuck all as dozens of teenagers were sexually molested.
He definitely did.
Obama built the cages.
Well, true.
Donald Trump is the greatest president since Ronald Reagan.
Definitely not.
Kamala Harris will take over within a year.
Kamala Harris.
Abortions will become mandatory. The government will spend everyone's taxes on gender-neutral public toilets and transgender statues.
Statues don't generally have genitals at the best of times.
The hospitals are empty.
No, they're not.
Apart from in the basements, where Democrats are harvesting children's brain fluids and drinking them in order to turn themselves into immortal vampires. Donald Trump is a rightful president. I have a perfectly functional penis and my ex-wife still loves me.
Are you done?
Sorry, Sam. I'm not sure what happened there. I feel like I've just purged 4 years worth of brainwashing or something.
Well, that's probably good, Danny. It's about time you and a few other people started drifting back towards reality.
You're right. It's time to move forwards and start building the grassroots movement for Donald Trump Jr. in 2024.
Holy shit, that's really not what I was getting at.
Thanks, Sam. You've really reminded me of what it means to be an American patriot.
You're from fucking Droylsden.
I know. But I look fucking amazing in arseless chaps and a big furry hat with horns. I'm Danny Sutcliffe, and strap in, America. The party's just getting started. Reporting for IC News.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jade Fernley, proud Yorkshire lass, hard-working mother of three, and passionate craftswoman. Oh, yeah. If you've not yet found yourself a hobby in this new lockdown, I thoroughly recommend needle felting. It eats up some of those miserable furlough hours, and you can get great results, even as an amateur. I started off with miniature versions of my Yorkies, Oswald and Enoch, and honestly, my ambitions just grown and grown from there. I've just finished my biggest project yet. A full diorama of the Battle of Cable Street. Except, you know, in my version, the right people win. Now, if there's one thing I know inside out, it's how to be a good mum. I raised my boys good and proper, teaching them all about community and proper British values. Respect your elders, you know, eat your vegetables, vote BNP, that sort of thing. There's nought in the world that brings a tear to my eye quicker than the thought of a child suffering. I've always said, you cut my leg in half and right round the bone you'll read, save the children, just like the words in a stick of rock. I've often been told that's a weird thing to say in the queue for the post office, but I'm a mum, you see, so I don't give a fuck if me fierce maternal instinct upsets people. I wear me heart on me sleeve and I say what I think. If everyone did that, my local would go out of business because everybody would be barred for being racist. And it'd serve that virtue-signalling wanker of a landlord, Alan, right. I don't know what his problem is. It's not like they're a big market for wet sales, is it? Oh, but I digress. The reason I'm talking about being a mum isn't just because my internalised misogyny has rendered it the only criteria by which I feel comfortable defining myself. Oh, no. It's because I, too, were horrified this week at some of the images shared on social media. You know, the ones about the food parcels private firms have been paid to provide to struggling families in lockdown. Half a tomato, a miserable little pack of cheese slices, a couple of potatoes, and a little sad nub of carrot. All at £30 of expense to the taxpayer. The outcry, I don't mind admitting this, really got to me. I mean, honestly, only in this country will people complain about free fucking food. Now look, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be feeding vulnerable kids in the middle of a pandemic. I'm just saying that the kids of successful businessmen who win government contracts to supply those meals need feeding too. And those kids are just much more important to the economy. If the ruling classes can't afford to feed their children to a higher standard than the plebs, then we are in a real half a pickle. Studies have shown that caviar and blinis from a young age are essential for the brain development of our privileged kids. Without them, they're unable to form the sociopathy needed to really succeed in life. And if you're listening at home, I know what you're going to say. Depriving the poorest kids is just mindless cruelty. The cost of labour involved in chopping a single pepper in half is probably higher than just giving the kid a whole pepper. It's profiteering of the most heartless and shameful kind.
Ugh. Well, let me tell you this, love. You don't know a fucking thing about me and my kind and generous heart. Me and countless others like me, we don't want to see an end to handout culture out of cruelty. We just want to see people pull themselves up by their bootstraps, you know, maybe get a second full-time job that also pays poverty wages and stop bloody moaning. But that doesn't mean I don't care. I do my bit. I volunteer all over. And seeing poverty up close, it's humbling. And it also sends a vicarious rush of blood to my gusset that's greater than anything on telly. That's why I've come here, to Earth Delta Victoria Rees-Mogg 14. They're a few years behind us, admittedly, but this industrial revolution they've got going on is chock full of belting ideas. Honestly, our labour laws and benefit free-for-all mentality back home could learn a lot from here. If you're a struggling family, the government provide you with accommodation and give you all a job in the mill or the foundry. And it's not a handout because the business profits are through the fucking roof. And they trickle all the way down here to the canteen. If you want a filling and substantial meal on this earth, you're going to have to earn it. Like every other 8-year-old that can fit inside a dangerous piece of machinery to oil it.
Please, miss, can I have some more?
Oh, look at this industrious little soul. Here, lad, pass me your plate. Oh, will you look at that? One potato, two potato, three potato less.
But that's not fair.
That'll teach you to get ideas above your station, you mouthy little shit. And run the fuck along now. See? Actions have consequences, and being poor is just another action. I'm all about personal responsibility, me.
Presumably you agree that parents should be receiving vouchers for their full entitlement rather than food packages, then?
You fucking what, you little bollocks?
Well, if you're all about personal responsibility, surely parents should be allocated their funds directly rather than the responsibility for providing healthy food being outsourced to private firms that then skim profits off the top of them. Also, it's fewer.
What?
It's fewer, you know, fewer potatoes. Less is for singular mass nouns. Less mash, fewer potatoes. It's just proper grammar. Ow!
Back to work now, you little gobshite.
Jesus, you're a real psychopath, you know that.
That's a big fucking word for a chimney sweep. Now run along now, knobhead. You see, proper British values like respecting your elders and knowing your bloody place. I'm Jade Fernley, reporting for IC News.
Thanks, Sam. I'm Rob 23, and as you can hear behind me, it's a jubilant mood here in America. After the longest 4 years in American history, the page has finally been turned on Donald J. Trump. It's time for the country to unify and rally behind the new Commander-in-Chief, Joe Biden, a man who looks like he's come to the job dressed as a White Walker for Halloween. Thank Christ they didn't use a dragonglass needle to vaccinate him, that's all I'm saying. He could have been blown all over the Oval Office harder than Bill Clinton. This all feels very celebratory, but you'll have to forgive me a moment, Sam. I'm from Earth Delta Foxtrot Meldrew 12, and we're famous for our cynicism. I've never seen an Earth Prime inauguration before, and fuck me, that was weird. I don't mean the sense of relief, that was palpable enough and I get it. For America, turning the page on Donald Trump must have felt like finally clearing a kidney stone the size and shape of a nice and spicy knick-knack after years of straining. But that doesn't change the fact that there's something fundamentally fucking unhealthy about the body that could produce that abomination in the first place. You can flush the bloody tissues away and limp off wincing, America, but if you think everything's fine now, you're kidding yourself. I can't be the only fucker watching these things that can't believe some of the rhetoric. We all know America is basically one giant rampaging id, masturbating in front of a full-length mirror and high-fiving itself in the glass, but Christ almighty, some of that self-congratulatory bullshit was hard to swallow. National pride is one thing, but the only reason America has been visible as a shining city on a hill recently is the fact that it's been on fire for the last few years. It's impressive from a distance, sure, but for all the wrong reasons. It's no wonder that racial justice and civil rights ground to a standstill under Trump. If Biden's inauguration was anything to go by, it must be fucking impossible to convince your average American that their country has any flaws at all. American exceptionalism is nothing new, of course. Trump just amplified its misplaced sense of national pride to a whole new level. Here in Britain, with our faded dreams of empire and raging nostalgia bonk on, we're hardly innocent of that sin ourselves. Blind patriotism and jingoism clearly go a long way to building popular support, which is why useless twats in conservative human suits the world over have been copying Trump's tactics. Telling everyone you're performing brilliantly apparently generates enough political topsoil to cover a whole mountain of corpses. When the simple truth gets recast as too negative to be palatable, you end up with a nation incapable of the introspection needed to recognise its own flaws. In that sense, America really isn't exceptional at all. To their credit, they've at least given their blustering autocrat the boot, even if the race was far closer than it ever should have been. We're still stuck with ours, and there's still no sign yet that the British electorate have truly woken up to the reality of Boris Johnson's uselessness. Now, Biden might not be the liveliest guy in the cemetery, but his writing hand clearly still functions at an impressive speed. It probably sees a lot of exercise, waving off the actual vultures that circle him on a daily basis. It's only been a few days, but the new president has so far been true to his word about the urgency with which he would start to unpick Donald Trump's legacy. Biden has been signing executive orders like a man possessed, whilst looking like the one who does the possessing. And already some of Trump's flagship immigration policies and the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline have hit the cutting room floor. The devil in the details of the wider Biden agenda remain to be seen. Republicans are bricking themselves that he'll be dragged further left by the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Progressives, in comparison, are concerned that the 50-year veteran and poster child of neoliberalism will be incapable of moving with the times. Being a cynic, I can't help but feel that we're staring down the barrel of 4 years' worth of the latter. The page may have turned on Trump, but there's every chance it's been turned backwards into the same old story of rampant, unfettered capitalism and the stagnation of social progress. The world is rushing to distance itself from Donald Trump, but the simple reality is that the only reason his name is now political cancer is that he was so incapable of subtlety. You don't win your fascist utopia by inspiring lunatics in furry hats to storm the Capitol. You do it slowly, by eroding the value of truth, attacking workers' rights and demonising people to cover for your failures. People like immigrants or house parties with 15 people at them. Trump might be gone, but his tactics are here to stay and they're still alive and kicking in British politics. It's all incredibly depressing when I think about it, really, but hey, at least there's one advantage to America, regardless of who's in charge. It's always going to be remarkably easy to buy a gun, even when you're clearly a man on the edge. I'm Rob 23, and goodbye, cruel world, reporting for IC News. Just kidding, everyone. Christ, can you imagine how bleak a sign-off that would have been? I mean, Biden's not anyone's first choice, but fuck me, he's still better than Trump. It might only be an inch forward, but it's an inch I'll take, and the rest of it's still worth fighting for. In fact... bastard! Ow, my God! These things are way too sensitive! Christ! No wonder toddlers shoot their own parents all the time. Oh, fuck. That's a lot of blood. Christ, I hate America.
Hi there, kids. I'm David Stanier, and you're joining me here today for a very special IC News package. It's a super scary time out there in the world at the moment, and sometimes it can be hard making sense of it all. If you're anything like me, You'll have all kinds of thoughts and feelings swirling around in your tummy. Fear, paranoia, anger, a hazy, half-buried memory, like mist trapped in amber, of your father forcing you to shoot a dog. Stuff like that. It's all super confusing. But don't worry. As the network's new youth correspondent, it's my job to take all those jumbly-tumbly thoughts and feelings and squash them all up. Then, when they're a tidy little ball of news, you'll be able to swallow it down nice and easily with your ready breck. Yum! With school shut at the moment, it's more important than ever that you're learning about the real world. I'll never lie to you kids. So let's switch our listening ears on. Click, and get ready to learn. Ears are listening, eyes are looking, hands are still, voices quiet. This is how we listen, overthrow the system, kill the rich, kill the rich. So what's in the news this week, kids? Well, I want to talk to you about money. Money, money, money. It makes the world go round. And sometimes, the ruthless pursuit of profit becomes the driving force of a society, rather than a more socially conscious commitment to utilitarian principles like the greater good. When corporate lobbyists dictate political policy, you stop having a truly liberal democracy. Instead, as a member of the oppressed underclass, you find your life beholden to ruthless financial interests for whom personal liberty, health, and fulfillment have little or no intrinsic value. Uh-oh. That sounds bad, doesn't it? Well, it is. Under a system based entirely on economic growth rather than ethical principle, the life of the worker ceases being sacrosanct. Human beings stop being inherently deserving of rights and opportunity, and instead become an invisible variable in a cost-benefit analysis over which they have no control. Social progress in that environment inevitably stagnates, like a stinky old pond. As the beneficiaries of such a top-heavy system have endless resources with which to redirect the fury of the masses. This has never been more true than it currently is under the pandemic. The suggestion that coronavirus has been a great leveller that targets all of us equally is a monstrous falsehood. The wealth of the world's billionaires has soared during this crisis, even as millions of people around the globe slump into poverty and spirals of debt from which they may never recover. Whoa, heavy, right? You betcha. But there's always a solution, kids, and it's never too early to start rebalancing the system. The information age means that now more than ever, everyday people are capable of organising and taking the fight to the sort of financial systems that keep wealth accumulating at the very top. The GameStop story proves that the financial establishment is no longer above the reach of publicly organised collective action, and it potentially marks a real turning point in Wall Street's ability to make billions for the elite by shorting stocks and collapsing businesses. But the establishment is already fighting back. Which is why I've always preferred a more hands-on approach. It's like Father always said, they're all just animals, David. And if you can't even kill a dog, how are you ever going to kill a tyrant? Which brings us to our first lesson. Grab your pen and paper if you're listening at home. Prior preparation and planning prevents piss-poor performance. That's what we call an alliteration, kids. And it means all kinds of things. Like always thinking ahead. Making sure your fake passport is of the highest possible quality before travelling to Monaco. And remembering to compensate for both wind speed and direction, as well as bullet drop. And most importantly of all, don't remove the lens cap from your scope until you absolutely have to, as the private security firm employed by your target will inevitably be scanning the rooftops in the hot zone. No women. No kids. That pretty much concludes our news report and lesson for today, kids. And remember, especially with the stress of homeschooling at the moment, you don't have to be perfect all the time. Just use a high enough caliber of ammunition, and shock and blood loss will do most of the heavy lifting for you. Now let's sing our goodbye song. Wipe the gun down, obscure footprints leave no trace. Move with haste, abseil down the building, they'll never know you killed him. Kill the rich, kill the rich. I'm David Stanier, and remember kids, you are all beautiful and unique snowflakes. Reporting for IC News.
Hey pal, thanks for this one, my mate. It's been far too bloody long since you've given me an assignment I can really sink my teeth into. This shit, though. This shit is my jam, dog.
Sorry, did you just say that shit is your jam?
Don't overthink it, Sam. You'll ruin your toast.
Well, this is possibly a record time for you going off the rails.
You bet your ass it is, mate. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene we're talking about. We're not just off the rails. There never were any rails. Anyone claiming they've seen rails is a deep state Satanist and a child-killing paedophile. The truth will set you free, Sam. And also, probably get you kicked off a committee or two.
See, now this is why I worried about giving you this project, Danny. There's a lot to unpack with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you are more than a little, well, let's just say susceptible to hysteria when it comes to conspiracy theories.
Well, of course I am. What's not to love? Joe Biden's been president for over 2 weeks now, and I'm already fucking bored. Where's the intrigue, the drama, the plot twists? I need the dopamine hit, Sam. The thrill of the wild accusations. The pure, unadulterated high of witnessing the batshit mental. There's only one place I can get that now, and it's no longer the White House. It's MTG, baby, and she's got the establishment running scared.
I think she's got most sane people running scared, Danny. She's a QAnon-obsessed gun nut who sincerely believes that Hillary Clinton flayed a child's face off in order to get high on the fear juice produced in its brain. That's not an exciting personality trait in a lawmaker. It's pure insanity.
You've not got a single shred of evidence that frazzle drip isn't true, Sam.
Yeah, that's really not how evidence works, Danny.
Well, tell that to Anthony Weiner's laptop, Sam, because it's got footage of Hillary Clinton peeling off a child's face on it, and that's the truth.
Danny, every device Anthony Weiner has ever possessed has ended up publicly embarrassing him. I'm pretty sure he couldn't own a Tamagotchi without the police finding dick pics on it. I think if he'd been caught in possession of a video like that, we'd all have heard a little bit more about it.
Not with Hillary Clinton murdering police officers to cover her tracks, you wouldn't, Sam.
So a total lack of evidence becomes evidence in and of itself, does it? That seems perfectly logical.
You just don't want to hear dissenting voices, Sam. Where's Biden's unity in all this censorship, then? Answer me that!
Well, it's a little hard for Democrats to unite with fringe extremists who have actively called for their executions, Danny. I'm really not sure what the centre ground is between stimulus checks and murdering the political opposition.
Aha! So, by your own admission, the Democrats refuse to compromise.
On being murdered?
Exactly!
Well, what about the existence of Jewish space lasers, then? Are the Democrats supposed to compromise on that belief of Taylor Greene's as well?
Don't call them Jewish space lasers, Sam. You know as well as I do that's childish nonsense and it belittles and undermines the story. That particular secretive government programme has a proper name, you know.
Oh yeah, and what's that?
The Death Star of David. And it's very real.
Danny, this is fucking ridiculous. If Marjorie Taylor Greene truly represents the future of the GOP, and Kevin McCarthy's refusal to strip her of her committee position certainly seems to be an endorsement of this horseshit, then America is in a very dangerous place indeed.
But it's always been in a very dangerous place, Sam. That's what MTG and I have been saying for years. Just look around. It's fucking terrifying.
Jesus, Danny, where the hell are you?
Exactly where you told me to go, mate. This is the parallel Earth where all of MCG's paranoid fears are manifested. It's mad! I've not seen any child-killing Democrat Satanists yet, but there's a fucking buttload of goblins and dragons and weird cats made of fire.
Yeah, that really doesn't sound right.
Ooh, hello, big boy!
Do you challenge me, Planeswalker?
Danny, which Earth are you on exactly?
I told you! The MTG one! Delta Tango Kaladesh 13!
Yeah, that's a very different MTG, Danny.
The fuck are you on about?
Well, I'm as surprised as anybody that they're real, but you're in one of the Magic the Gathering universes.
What the fuck's Magic the Gathering?
Well, I've never played it. I was obviously always far too busy having sex with girls. But it's essentially a deck-building strategic card game pitting different elemental magics against each other in a bid to summon monsters and use them to wipe out the opposing planeswalker's health total.
I accept your challenge. Prepare to be destroyed.
Fucking hell, Sam, what do I do?
I don't know, Danny, again. I was very popular at school. Just a total guess, plucked entirely out of thin air, but maybe tap an island for blue mana and cast Dispel?
God, you're a fucking dork. I'm Danny Sutcliffe, and I'm pegging it from this fucking dragon, reporting for IC News.
Hey, where are you going? You can't do that. We haven't even finished the summoning stage yet. God, I'm a little bitch. I was going to enchant Chandra's Ember Cap with lifelink and everything.
It's looking likely that despite the horrific images coming out of the trial, and a mountain of evidence demonstrating Trump's deliberate inflammation of tensions and undermining of the election results, he will not be convicted by a two-thirds majority in the Senate. To some of the former president's most ardent followers, that's good news, and we're once again now joined by one of them. John McDonald's was at the Capitol on January 6th, and he remains loyal to Donald Trump.
Hello again, Sam. I wish I could say it's good to be back, but you're a terrible network, just terrible. So few listeners. But we do what we have to do, and the truth needs to be heard, because it is the truth, and the truth is very important.
I should point out to our listeners, just in case they missed your first interview with us, John, you insist you're just an average, everyday American from New York, despite the fact your voice sounds uncannily
can
like...
Can we move on, please? You're boring people, Sam. You're a very boring host, you know that? No catchphrases, very low energy. They should call you Boring Sam. That would be a very funny joke if somebody tweeted it. I'm sure it would get loads of retweets. I understand humour, you see? I'm very good at it.
I'm sure you are, John.
So, could you tweet it for me, please?
You want me to tweet calling myself Boring Sam?
Yes. And then tell me how many retweets it gets.
Don't you have your own Twitter account, John?
I've never used Twitter in my life, Sam. I don't even know what a retweet is. Can we stop this line of questioning? I didn't come on here to talk about social media. Although social media is very bad, and it's cancel culture, and they hate America. I came here to talk about Donald Trump and this impeachment, which is the greatest crime ever committed against any president ever.
Yeah, I think Lincoln and Kennedy might disagree.
Don't try and do humor, Sam. Sarcasm. It's a very low form of wit, you know that? The lowest. You're boring. You're a very boring man. But like I was saying, this impeachment, it's unconstitutional. Do you understand that, Sam? Do you know what that means? It means it can't be constituted. And if you can't constitute it, then it shouldn't happen. That's just a fact, Sam. And I know facts. I probably know more facts than anyone you've ever met.
I'm not sure that's quite what unconstitutional means, John. That argument revolves around whether or not the Constitution covers impeaching Trump as a private citizen, given that he's now left office. The Senate have now decided that it does, and besides, what's the alternative? That a sitting president can incite as many riots as he likes, provided he immediately leaves office afterwards? When can you punish a president under rules like that?
How are you not getting this? It's like trying to teach Eric, well, anything. I'll slow it down for you, so you can understand me, okay? You can't punish a sitting president, Sam. It would be terrible for the country. And you can't punish a former president for things he did when he was a president. That would also be terrible for the country. It would set a terrible precedent. Not like Trump, who set a precedent of being an excellent president. Are you following me?
Not even slightly, no.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, Sam, because you're stupid as well as boring, and I'm the smartest person you've ever met. Let me make it very simple for you. The radical far-left Democrats, with their cancel culture and their widespread fraud, they stole this election. They stole it. And now they want to stop Trump from running ever again.
How did they steal it, though? Trump supporters have parroted this lie over and over. There's simply no evidence that fraud took place on the sort of massive scale necessary to engineer the millions of votes that Biden won by. Unless you're clinging to nonsense conspiracy theory about voting machines flipping ballots.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. Jesus, Sam, are you trying to get my ass sued off? I've never said voting machines flipped votes. Other people have said that. I would retweet them if I could, but they should pay all the libel damages. Because I've never said it. Not in a legally responsible, I should face consequences for my actions sort of way.
I thought you said you have no idea what a retweet is.
Will you stop talking about Twitter, please? It's like you're obsessed, Sam. I bet you can't even eat a cheeseburger on the toilet at 4 a.m. without getting your phone out of your pocket. I bet you look at it in your hand and exhale sadly, and a single tear rolls down your face and it lands in the toilet right next to all the lettuce from the cheeseburger. That's sad, Sam. It's really sad.
That's a very specific image.
Well, I know people, Sam. I know how they think and what they do. It's not projecting. I don't just accuse people of stuff I do. That would be an awful way to cover up soliciting foreign interference in an American election. Way too obvious. Not me. I'm smart. And this impeachment? It's a sham, a hoax, and it shouldn't be happening. Trump called for a peaceful protest. He said those exact words.
Well, he also said fight 20 times in the same speech, and also actively undermined the result of the election for weeks beforehand. If you tell people they've been horribly wronged and demand they feel angry about it and fight, isn't that pretty much the textbook definition of incitement?
No, because he never said storm the Capitol. You have to say the exact words or there's no intent. It's like a magic spell, Sam. Nothing happens if you don't say it right. That's just the law. Rudy Giuliani says so, and he's the best lawyer the world has ever seen. This impeachment is the worst thing. The worst thing. It's like my daughter Ivanka always says, stop, this is wrong. What you're doing is grossly inappropriate and criminal, and you need to stop.
You have a daughter named Ivanka?
I've got no daughters. I don't even know what a daughter is, Sam. You're just twisting things, the way the far left Antifa media always does. If I was Trump, and maybe he will do this, who knows? If I was Trump, I'd take that nuclear football and I'd throw it at the media. I'd throw it straight at them. I'd throw it straight at you. And you'd explode. And you'd deserve it. Because you're fake news and you're terrible.
You know the nuclear football's not a literal football, right?
Well, that shows how little you know, Sam. Because believe me, I know. When you become president, the Secret Service give you a football and they say, Mr. President, this is a nuclear football and you have to look after it. Don't drop it. Don't bounce it too hard. Keep it warm and safe or it'll blow up. That's what they tell a new president, Sam. But the joke's on them. Because then, when an election gets stolen and that president has to leave, they forget to even ask for it back. And then you have an ex-president who still has a nuclear football. And that's a great, a wonderful thing.
No, seriously, the nuclear football is a briefcase that contains codes. It really isn't a football. Like, at all.
You're an idiot, Sam. A briefcase doesn't contain codes. It contains photos of Lindsey Graham. Photos he would not want anyone else to see. So you keep it around for when he shows up. And then you've got a guy who will always be loyal to you. But you know what? You'd never understand, because you're not a stable genius like me. I'm done. You're not going to listen to me anyway, because you're fake news, Sam. You're fake news.
But we've barely even touched on Trump's defence or the evidence against him. You don't just get to storm off, John. That's hardly a compelling argument.
Boo! Boo! You're fake news, Sam! Fake news! And this interview is over! I win! Trump forever! Boo!
Weirdly, that was still better than his defence lawyers have managed.
Danny Sutcliffe. I'm here today with the right bargain for you. And no, it's not just the mystery meat I've got in the back of my van. Although that is also primo stuff, so meet me behind odd bins and flash your full beams if you're interested. If you haven't joined our Patreon yet, we've got a special offer for you. Sign up now as one of our early bird supporters and you can get access to all of our exclusive content for just £2 a month. If you want bonus podcast sketches, compilation episodes and ICU stories, this is the cheapest you're ever going to get them. You've got to be quick though. This deal is limited to the first 500 patrons and they'll get snapped up quick. It's the best way to show your support for the show, and you'll be helping us to grow moving forwards. As always, thank you for all of your support, and we hope you enjoy the show. And no, it's not badger meat, and if Brian May tries to tell you otherwise, he's a fucking liar.